Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on Megillas Esther. So of course, once Esther does the tremendously courageous act of going into Ahasuerus and inviting him and Haman to the feast, we have the whole story of the multiple feasts before Esther finally conveys to Ahasuerus her concerns about Haman's wishes to annihilate the Jewish people. And the question is, of course, obvious. What is the need to have these feasts? Why doesn't she just walk into Ahasuerus and say what's on her mind? So there's many answers to these questions. I just want to share two answers from the Malbim. One answer that he gives is Esther wants to make it abundantly clear that this is not an agenda of personal politics. This is not Esther's out to get Haman. This is not Esther's looking to vent some grudge against Haman or Ahasuerus or anyone like that. And therefore, to set that tone, she invites them both to a meal and doesn't even make her request at the first meal. It just sets a tone of friendship and cooperation among all three of them, really. The idea being then, this is not Esther's out to get Haman. This is Esther's out to save herself and save her people. One pshat. The other pshat, which probably most of us normally assume, is the element of surprise was something Esther wanted to utilize to get a dramatic reaction from Ahasuerus. Just the stark contrast that we're all sitting, we're all friends, we're all at this meal, and then all of a sudden she turns to Ahasuerus and said, Haman's trying to kill me. It's more likely that Ahasuerus will respond in a dramatic way, and honestly somewhat of a sudden way, as opposed to written talking points, etc. So those are two answers from the Malbim. So they have the first feast, and Esther requests that they should come back for a second feast. And the Malbim has a fascinating comment on a pasuk in the aftermath of that request. It says in the verse, Vayetze Haman b'yom hahu sameach v'tov lev. Haman went out on that day happy and of good heart. And then, by the way, he bumps into Mordechai again, and Mordechai won't bow to him, and he gets angry again. So the Malbim says, look at the pasuk. It says in the pasuk that Haman went out on that day, Sameach v'tov lev. This is the tragedy of so many in this world, and particularly a wicked man like Haman. Haman could never be happy. To Haman, it was all about climbing the ladder and climbing the ladder and achieving the results. And so no matter what successes he achieved in his climb up the governmental ladder, there was always another point. There was always something else to dream for. And there's nothing wrong with being ambitious. There's nothing wrong with having dreams. But it's tragic if a person can never have simcha, can never have joy. So finally, at this point, the queen has invited Haman and the king, just the three of them at this meal. This is a statement that Haman has absolutely, positively made it. And now she invites him back to a meal. By Yom Ahu, for the first time on that day, Haman actually could be happy. It would seem to also fit into a broader message, which is we as observant Jews have to also be constantly striving to climb that ladder of religious fulfillment and greater growth. The difference is if we've worked hard on a project, whether or not we've had full success, we should be able to take a step back and be glad that we put so much effort into it because we believe in God. And therefore, our job is to work hard. Our job is to do the right things with the moral quandaries. And if we're doing that, the results aren't as important. It's up to God. Haman, of course, he's all about everything is out of God's hands. Everything is by chance. Haman is all about actual results. And if you're about actual results, nothing ends up perfect. There's always going to be a flaw in the result in one way or another, and you'll never be a person of happiness. And the Malbim points out in this very pasuk, finally, by Yom Ahu, on that day, Haman actually is happy. And then by the end of the pasuk, literally, Haman is full of anger again because he bumped into Mordechai. It's the tragedy of Haman, something very worthwhile to reflect on. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.